Inner Traditions Audio presents The Lotus and the Bud, Cannabis, Consciousness, and Yoga Practice by Christopher S. Killam, read by the author. That's me. Acknowledgements. To Zoe, who has aided and encouraged me greatly, the journey just gets better. A great many people have aided, guided, taught, and otherwise inspired me on the yogic path. To all of them, I am profoundly grateful. I wish in particular to express my most heartfelt appreciation for Harikan Babaji, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, Swami Rudrananda, Swami Vedavyasananda Saraswati, Yogaraj Vithathiri Maharaj, Charan Singh, Lama Thubten Yeshe, Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Sri Chinmoy, Maharaji of Jaipur, Maharaji of Raniket, and Rastri Yogi. You all loom large in my life. You all have inspired me and touched me deeply. I wish to express gratitude and thanks to Linda Sparrow, Lord Nelson, Andy Levine, Robin Griggs Lawrence, John and Susan Sheldon, Ari'i Paya Salmon, Zachary Gibson, the Tribal Council Elders, the One Tribe, the folks at Spirit Plant Medicine, and many others. Thanks to Inner Traditions and all the people there who have helped to bring this book to fruition. Special thanks to Ace Photographer Jeff Skyrick. Om Namaha Shivaya. Author's Note on Safe Use of Cannabis. Cannabis is, by and large, a very friendly plant, appreciably safer than alcohol, and far less associated with mishap and violence, and used by various civilizations for several thousand years. Cannabis is not especially a, quote, gateway drug. Its association with other illicit drugs is due largely to its legal status. In fact, abusers of cocaine and heroin typically abuse alcohol more often than cannabis. The eventual national decriminalization of cannabis will relieve an enormous burden on law enforcement, decongest the courts, decrease the U.S. prison population, get a lot of guns off the street, and deflate a large sector of the illicit drug trade. But let me be clear that cannabis is for adults, not children, that you can use it to excess, and that smoking anything can be damaging to the lungs and respiratory system. That said, even long-term assessment of people who smoke cannabis regularly has found no increased rates of lung, throat, esophageal, or bronchial cancers, and no reduced lung capacity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?